From Newbury's Corn Exchange to Crookham Common, this is Kennet Radio.
Hello and welcome to this podcast from Kennet Radio. This Friday we'll be broadcasting a radio play called A Sign of the Times, which is performed and written by local volunteers. I spoke with the author of the play, Andy Kemp. Hello, Andy.
Hello, Paul.
Without spoiling it, what's the play about?
Right. Well, it's a fiction, but it is based on a couple of historical facts that I dug up. In my play, it's set in 1982, and it concerns a novice reporter from the local paper who sent out to report on a piece of vandalism that's taken place in Greenham Churchyard, where a gravestone has been defaced. And it's the grave of a pilot whose plane crashed on the common shortly before the Second World War. And his investigations lead him to discovering that workmen on the common had recently dug up a rather mysterious object. So he starts investigating this and looking for a link between this object that's been found and the defaced gravestone. And what he comes up with is a story about spies and treachery and unrequited love.
So it's not a true story, but it's based loosely on some facts and some things that did happen.
Yeah, in brief, I used to work down in Portishead in Somerset, and just before the war, the pilot that flew Chamberlain to Munich and back crashed on the beach at Portishead. And it just got me wondering, well, what if an aircraft that had been travelling to Germany quite a lot crashed on Greenham Common just before the war? Why would it have done that? So that's where I got the idea from.
And tell us about the actors involved.
Well, we call ourselves the Greenham Tower Theatre Company because over the last few years, we've presented three plays at the Tower itself. We're all, strictly speaking, amateurs in that we don't get paid, but we certainly pride ourselves on our professional values. We're all local people and we've got quite a lot of experience between us. It's just over an hour. I wrote it specifically for radio. As I said, we did three plays at the Tower itself, two of which I wrote myself, and I was well aware that we'd be very limited at the Tower in terms of lighting effects and being able to do set and costume changes, etc. So in a way, they were almost like radio plays themselves. So when I wrote A Sign of the Times specifically for radio, it wasn't such a big jump. But, I want to say this, thanks to our brilliant sound engineer, Mike Russell, a.k.a. Mike the Mike, who's done a great job in editing it and putting in some music and sound effects to really create the sort of visual image on the radio for us. We're certainly looking forward to it. And in fact, just a couple of days after it's broadcast, it's being broadcast next Friday, as you know, a couple of days after that, we'll be rehearsing another play called Half Light, which I wrote for the 75th anniversary of VE Day. We presented that up to the Common, and that one I have adapted for radio, and we're hoping that that will go out on Kennet Radio this May for the 80th anniversary of VE Day.
And it's quite interesting because radio plays have a huge history, don't they, going back to the 1920s with the BBC.
Yeah, they do. They certainly do, and have played a really important part. I mean, as I think you know, Paul, I'm an educationalist, and radio plays have played a big part in education, and that's actually very much a part of my work, I think, because I want to inform people about stuff through the plays as well.
There's something about radio that allows you to form your own picture and your imagination, I suppose.
Yeah, I think so, yes.
Finally, just remind us of the title and when it is.
The title of this play is called A Sign of the Times, and it will be this Friday evening at 7 p.m. on our beloved Kennet Radio.
Best of luck to you and your company. And I'm sure it'll be very successful. We're all looking forward to listening to it. And thank you very much indeed for doing it and coming on and talking about it, Andy.
My pleasure, Paul. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you. That was Andy Kemp, who's written the play A Sign of the Times. That's about events at Greenham in a fictional sense, and it'll be on Kennet Radio this coming Friday. the 28th of February at 7 p.m. And don't forget, you can listen to Kennet Radio on 106.7 FM online on kennetradio.com and also on your mobile. We're on 24 hours a day.
From Stockcross to Midgham, this is Kennet Radio.